name is John, and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 23 of 2024, Sunday the 9th of June. And you're very welcome, guys. Hope you had a nice week. So recently, I have become disillusioned about posting content on X, the website formerly known as Twitter, because the engagement rate is so low. So let me explain. So for an example, I can post on X and get 50 views in 24 hours for my 9,000 followers. Or I can post a short video on YouTube with only 20 subscribers and get 500 views in the same period. Follow count on X is now utterly meaningless as a signal of how much engagement you will actually get. And for a content producer like me, X is just not worth the effort anymore, as the return on the time invested there is terrible. If you look at the For You tab on X, you can see that the algorithm promotes accounts posting recycled memes or recycled videos designed to provoke a shocked reaction. Meanwhile, original content producers like me are finding it increasingly difficult to reach an audience on X. Over 10 years ago, I wrote about my desire to ease back from Twitter. Now I feel the same way about X, and I'm asking myself, what has really changed in that time? So rather than repeating the same points again, I will read the article from that period to you now, which is entitled Easing Back from Twitter, and I will please ask you to remind yourself of the following two things as I read it. Firstly, ask yourself, what has really changed about Twitter/X in the past 10 years? Secondly, how many of the issues I raised in that article are still true today? So the title of this article is Easing Back from Twitter, and I wrote this on the 12th of August in 2013. So let's begin. I have developed a love-hate relationship with social networks over the past few years, which may seem odd to those that know me, as I have actually worked on implementing a couple before. Approximately a year ago, I shut down most of my social network accounts because I found I was getting little value from all of these, while at the same time I had to do a minimum amount of maintenance on each in order to make them appealing to followers. Automation helped somewhat, but I quickly came to the conclusion that I was working for the social networks rather than the social networks working for me. I decided to close all of these accounts down with the exception of Twitter. The benefits of Twitter. I really like Twitter. I still do, in fact. The main thing I love about the platform is that it enables me to build a network based around my interests, not my real-world connections. My real-world connections are taken care of offline, thank you very much, and I have no desire to reflect and maintain these social structures on a website somewhere, something that Facebook seems desperate for me to do. If you look at who I follow on Twitter, you can determine my interests are within the areas of open source development, mobile technology, economics, and comic books. Twitter allows you to build your own feed in this way organically over time, based on who you follow or unfollow. The platform is so open that you can follow somebody quite famous in your field of interest, something that would not be easy on other platforms that has a two-way friendship rather than a often one-way following model. Very recently, for example, I started to get back into the comic book scene based on my interest in the Walking Dead series. I discovered that Robert Kirkman, the creator of the series, is on Twitter. From that lead, I found that there are many other comic book writers and artists on Twitter, and from those I discovered many other comics that I never knew existed. Twitter enables you to explore and dig into these niche communities like no other social network I have ever used, and it's very powerful at this. The drawbacks of Twitter. There is probably nothing new here for seasoned users of Twitter, but these still make me think twice about continuing to use Twitter. Number 1. SMD, or Social Media Diarrhea. I'm really sorry, but there are only so many chirpy good morning tweets that I can take on a gloomy ride to work on Monday morning. Number 2. Moral outrage. Yes, it's terrible when something bad happens in the news, but if I wanted my fix of that, I would listen to talk radio. Hint, I never do. Number 3. Echo chamber. I actually seek out dissenting voices, because they force me to think about subject matters differently. If your conviction on something cannot withstand being challenged by a counter-argument, then it must be pretty weak to begin with. I do not want to be surrounded by groupthink. It kills creativity. Number 4. 140 characters. For me, this is just a legacy issue from the early days of Twitter, when it was SMS-based. There's no technical reason for this. A single update to Twitter could be sent via a concatenated SMS, and it promotes the use of bad English grammar and URL shorteners. Number 5. URL shorteners. They break the basic contract of the web, which is linking, introduce performance overheads via redirects, and act as a single point of failure. Target links can't be redirected if the link shortening service is down. My main issue, however, is that Twitter distracts me from writing more articles right here on my blog. I have more than 7,000 tweets on Twitter right now, any number of which could have been the seed of an article had I not decided to record those thoughts on Twitter instead. Conclusion. I will continue to engage with Twitter, especially when it comes to interacting with friends on there and following communities that I'm interested in, but I will no longer use the platform as a primary channel for posting my original content too. So once again, guys, they were my thoughts from 2013, and the last time I felt this way, I deleted my Twitter account permanently. Note, my current account is a new one. I'm not planning to delete my account again, but will lock it in private mode and take a break for a few months before deciding what to do with it. In the interim, I'm hoping that X does something to entice original content producers to use X as their main platform, because right now the value proposition is too poor. And also, did I mention that I'm paying for this account? 50 views on a tweet in 24 hours with 9,000 followers is just ridiculous, guys. How is that worth it? So yeah, it's time to take a break, and if you want to follow me, follow my podcast or follow my blog. But I think I'm done with X for the time being, and may return later in the year, but for now, I'm just burnt out with it. So apart from getting frustrated with X, what else did I do this week? I added some advanced highlighting support to grepa.org, which is my web search engine. So now you will see when you run a search query on there, it will highlight within the content of the article exact matches on the key terms that you entered. So it's pretty convenient that you can actually see, you know, within the content where this hits on your search query. So that's now live. You can see that on grepa.org. That's grepa.org. In terms of media that I'm enjoying this week, I'm still reading The Revenge of the Rose by Michael Moorcock, which is in the Elric series. I love the Elric series. If you like high fantasy, you will really enjoy it. It's very interesting and a lot of fun, so definitely check that out. Okay, I will leave it there, guys. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I hope you enjoyed your weekend. Take care, and talk to you next time. Bye-bye.